Systematic data collection through research and monitoring by Wildlife Conservation Society of wildlife species, habitat, and human activities over the past years in key biodiversity lands in South Sudan indicates that wildlife populations and habitat are under pressure from poachers, mainly who are poaching for ivory and for commercial bush meat, and also from trafficking of wildlife products. Also, there are pressures from illegal charcoal mining and logging activities. The conflict over the past 5 years has increased this pressure immensely and led to the increase of threats to wildlife, as the conflict resulted into widespread insecurity in the country, affected the economy of the country, and also led to the breakdown of law and order in some parts of the country, which led to the weakening of governance, including the management of protected areas.
I understand you have been carrying out aerial survey on the national parks and the Sud wetland, where most of the elephants are found. How many elephants do we have in South Sudan so far?
Estimate from a period of 50 years ago through surveys indicate that there were over 100,000 elephants in the area of South Sudan. Current estimates put the figure on maybe less than or a little bit over 2,000. This steep decline is largely the result of killing of elephants for the ivory, and it is now or never to prevent the extinction of this magnificent animal in South Sudan.
Okay. Now, how serious is poaching in the national parks and game reserves in South Sudan?
Unfortunately, in most of the national parks and game reserves in South Sudan, there is very little law enforcement activities happening at the moment. The main reason for this is the widespread of insecurity, the lack of resources within the Ministry of Wildlife Conservation and Tourism, and the lack of adequate trained South Sudan Wildlife Service personnel. Only in few protected areas, there is currently some active law enforcement happening. These include Buma National Park, Badingulo National Park, and Southern National Park, where WCS is working with South Sudan Wildlife Service and supporting some of the law enforcement activities through the support from international donors.
Okay. Now, do you think the ivory and pangolin intercepted in Uganda last week could have been wildlife products from South Sudan?
It is too early to say anything with certainty about, though it is not unlikely that South Sudan is used in this case as a transit for most of the confiscated wildlife products coming from maybe from neighboring countries like Central Africa, DRC, and maybe Chad. We are in touch with South Sudan Wildlife Service here in Juba and their counterparts in Uganda, the Ugandan Wildlife Authority, our colleagues of WCS Uganda Country Program, and other conservation agencies to find out more about this seizures, which is really very huge. And this will include later on a DNA analysis of the ivory to determine the origin of the ivory, because you know, through the DNA analysis you can determine from which country these ivories come from.
Okay. I thought elephants also move from country to country, so how is it possible to determine their whereabouts through DNA?
Scientists have developed a way of analyzing DNA of wildlife species, and among them is elephants. So, like the elephants that are in South Sudan originating from this thing, they have the DNA marks, which is different from elephants that are in other countries or neighboring countries. Yes, of course, elephants do move and other wildlife species do move across the countries, but the populations that move from countries to countries are known, and these are migratory populations, but they have the origin that can be determined through DNA analysis.
How much more should be done to reduce poaching in the country so that people can really see value in our wildlife?
There is much more to be done. WCS is actively promoting wildlife conservation in South Sudan as a key element of sustainable development, peace and security that will benefit people and wildlife now and for future generations. In addition, it is absolutely necessary that suspects of wildlife crime start facing the law. Too often people are not convicted or get away with impunity, resulting in widespread perception that wildlife has no value and are free for all. WCS calls on all government and other opposition armed groups, other civilians, civil societies to help halt wildlife poaching and trafficking, and urge the government and opposition, states and local community leaders to make natural resource governance, management and transparency a top priority and part of peace process.
All right. Thank you very much. Only if you have some emphasis to make as far as wildlife poaching is concerned in the country, especially during this time of conflict.
There is rampant poaching of wildlife for commercial bushmeat trade, trafficking of wildlife products like ivory, pangolin scales, some live animals like chimpanzees. So it's now high time for South Sudanese to rally, really, behind the conservation organizations and agencies to really halt this intense poaching of wildlife and destruction of biodiversity of the country. You know, if this rate of poaching continue like this, in few years to come, we'll find that there are no wildlife left in South Sudan. I'm calling upon the citizens and well-wishers of this country to rally behind the efforts of conservation and help really educate the communities to stop killing or poaching of wildlife species and help in the efforts to protect the wildlife, protect the biodiversity, protect other natural resources for the coming generation and for the economic benefits of the country.